Because it just seemed to be a limbo. That's what I'm kind of getting from this question.
And it is a tough question because, hey, it's involving a friend, right?
Absolutely.
If a person is not wanting to grow in their faith at all, or, you know, doesn't believe or anything like that, you know, first of all, if they're saying they're saved, but yet they're acting like they don't believe at all, I would question whether they are a believer at that point. A true believer is going to want to grow their faith. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to strive to be more like Jesus daily. You know, being a Christian doesn't end with just saying the sinner's prayer. That's the beginning. That's like the stepping stone.
You just said something actually pretty profound that I want people to really get and not just like kind of breeze over. Like, if we are not growing in likeness of, you know, Jesus every single day, and maybe, or even just, there should be a progression.
There should be, yes.
It's not just, I said the sinner's prayer and now I'm just going to do the exact same thing I used to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there should be a change in lifestyle. There should be a change in heart. Mm. You should see growth in the person's life. If you don't see growth, then, you know, it's pretty safe to say this person is likely not saved.
Mm.
Because there should be evidence. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what Jesus was pointing to when he talked about the fig tree. He's like, you know, there's evidence, right? You know, you can see it. Mm-hmm. You know, just like he talked about many things. You know, just the fact that, you know, a good tree produces good fruit, bad tree produces bad fruit. You're going to see it. So if a person is saved, you're going to see their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this brings this whole thing about, well, is salvation about works? Is it about faith? It's about faith.
Mm-hmm.
But our faith is shown through our works.
Mm-hmm.
So
this person, though, if they're saying, like, what should I do if I feel that my friend who says that they're saved is not actually growing at all? Like, what should I do to help them?
Well, you know, talk to them carefully. Express your concern. Share with them about how, you know what, really, this is what you would see a believer doing. And I'm kind of not seeing this in your life. And I'm really concerned, you know. Approach it in a loving fashion. Don't be like, hey, man, smarten up. You know, like, that's not the approach you want to do.
Well, because I do feel like people really do need to take into account that there are seasons in life. Like, this person could have lost a loved one. They could be, you know what I'm saying? Where you kind of misinterpret things a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. And so, and above all else, pray.
Yeah.
Pray for that person. Pray that the situation can be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know that sometimes we say one little thing and a friendship could be lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
So ask the Lord to lead you through this tough situation.